It is officially summertime, and, you know, with the good comes the bad. We want to make sure you can spot summertime scams that, unfortunately, people get duped by every year this time of year. So we've got Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau in our back pocket, always helping us out to make sure that we don't get scammed. And what great timing, since it is officially summertime. Good morning to you, Kristen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. And I'm very glad to be chatting with you because these are scams. Correct me if I'm wrong. We do see these pretty much every single summer, right?
Yeah. You know, not every scam we talk about is a new scam. Sometimes there are different angles on a popular scam. And then other times there are certain scams that are more cyclical, like these summertime scams.
And there are three in particular that we're really going to dive into. First of all, can we start with probably, to me, I think is one of the most obvious, but unfortunately, I would think you lose a lot of money from vacation rental scams, because this is the season, right?
Yep, and we're seeing more of these. So a lot of people will use some of those big name vacation rental companies to find their summer rental home. But what the scammers will do is they will encourage the victim to go off of those portals and actually just talk to them in a chat situation, like text message back and forth, or use WhatsApp. That's your first red flag. All communication should really stay within that company's portal. What they'll do, though, to entice people is they'll claim that you can get a discount on the home. So the same home that you might see on one of those big name company websites, they'll give you for less money. And on top of that, you can avoid the rental fees that they charge. So the additional fees that you might have to pay with them.
So I want to make sure that people understand what you mean. I'll give the example. So like if I find a home on Airbnb or Vrbo, for example, you're talking about somebody who is like, hey, I literally am in charge of this, but I'm trying to, you know, get my home out there to more people. But I could actually give you this for a discounted price if you just come directly to me. That's what you're talking about.
Right. That's exactly what I'm trying to say without trying to, you know, we don't try to promote any certain company, but you've got it.
Exactly.
And so a lot of people will find them in social media ads, or if they just do a search in a search engine, they'll find them that way as well. What they don't realize is the person has stolen the picture. It could very well be a vacation rental home. It's just not owned by this particular person that's trying to rent it out. And unfortunately, they don't realize it until after they get there. And either the home doesn't exist, it was just a picture that was stolen off the internet, or it does exist, but it's not for rent, or at least not for rent to these people, because it's already been rented out to someone else.
And so
another red flag with these scams is that instead of paying in the Airbnb or the verbal portal, instead they will have them pay a different way, such as through a cash app like Venmo or Zelle.
Okay,
that's another red flag. But you can avoid it. There are ways to avoid this.
I mean, the reason that I thought of that example, Kristen, is because when I was booking my sister's bachelorette weekend last year before she got married, we did, a rental stay up in the Berkshires for a long weekend. And it wasn't a vacation rental, but it was getting a personal chef. There was eight girls all going together. And so we were like, let's split this. This is a very cool gift we can give to her, you know, whatever. But it was interesting because the chef said, hey, I have to use this platform, because again, you know, he goes throughout the Northeast, and thankfully he was a very credible man, wonderful, gave us an amazing experience. But he had said, you know, to avoid having to pay for the extra, you know, amounts, the fees, and if you cancel, they're going to charge you. Just go to me directly. And so I've seen that where people will use the platform to get recognized, but then will say, hey, I feel really bad that they're going to charge you extra, and I'm not even making that money. So, you know, But with vacation rentals especially, I mean, these are properties that sometimes people are putting deposits of, you know, hundreds, thousands of dollars. So you really want to check those red flags.
Well, and you're taking a week off from your job. This is a week's vacation. I know someone whose sister went down to the Carolinas. She got there and the home did not exist. So So, yeah, you really don't. If you're going to pay for airfare and you're going to make your way all the way down there with your family, you want to make sure you do your due diligence. And I do know what you're talking about as far as like Venmo and some of those cash apps where now they will charge an extra fee to the vendor if you're paying for a good or a service. And so I can see where you would have these situations where to avoid that, they would want to pay you directly. But in that case, what you want to do is you want to do an internet search. You want to look up the name of the business. You want to see if there are reviews and complaints. You can go to BBB.org, look them up there. You could go to Scam Tracker, which is BBB.org/Scam Tracker. So there are multiple different ways you can do your research just to make sure before you hand over your money, because cash apps are really like they're cash and you're really only supposed to use them with people you trust. So just make sure that there are good comments and good reviews out there for the person first before you use and you go that route.
And that's exactly what we did with this chef, was we did a bunch of research. We checked the reviews, and all of that. I also am never afraid, if I've learned anything from you, I'm never afraid to just be blunt and say, is this a scam? Is this not real? Because it's so funny when you throw people off with that. Most times they're going to just like back away. They're like, you know what? This is not worth the fight. We're going to just try with the millions of other people we could probably dupe. So, you know, just be forceful with that is something that we did as well. And again, it ended up being okay. But we are talking to Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau. Some of the most common scams we see during the summertime. We don't want you to fall victim to them. Let's talk about utility company imposters.
Oh, there's a couple of different scams out there with this. One is that people oftentimes, both in the summer and the winter, when they're using their air conditioner a lot or they're using their heat a lot, they'll get calls or text messages from people claiming to be with their utility company, threatening to turn their electricity off. And, you know, when it's 100 degrees outside, the last thing you want is to not have access to your air conditioner. So that's one. It often prompts people to do whatever they ask for right away because there is a sense of urgency. The other one, which is interesting, is, you know, the big utility companies do these free home energy audits where they'll come in and they'll see, okay, you have a leaky window. This is what you need to do, that sort of thing. Well, now scammers are taking advantage of that. They're going door to door and they're offering these home energy audits. They'll go so far as to create credentials that look like they're with either UI or Eversource. And so you think it's the real deal. Your guard is put down and you let them in. And then what they'll do is they'll go around your house. So first of all, that's a little dangerous because you're letting a scammer through your home. They can now case your home and potentially come back and rob you at a different time. But also what they'll do is they'll have you fill out some paperwork for a credit check. And that is so that they can then get your personal information, your banking information, and they'll lure you in by offering discounted equipment to lower your energy bill. It ends up being things you don't need and you're never actually going to get, because once they have your credit card, they can charge you for whatever you want, whatever they want. They might even have you sign a contract and they can turn around and say, well, you signed this and you said that you were okay purchasing these items. But unfortunately, those items will never arrive at your doorstep.
Wow. So again, it's just not being afraid to, first of all, take ownership of your home, not just letting people aimlessly come into your home and not having to agree to something just because they knock on the door. Especially, they love to do that. They love to show up right around the time that you're either making dinner, the kids are having their witching hour. You got to love that. So, you know, not feeling like you're on the spot. I think that's one thing I've learned from you, Kristen, is if you feel like you're under pressure, that should be a huge red flag that this is not a timely turnaround thing. Like if this is something they're offering for a week or a couple weeks, they're going to let you have more than the first couple seconds that they're at the door to decide if you want to work with them or not.
You're right. You do need to take time to do your research. And if they won't let you take the time, then go elsewhere. But I would say, I'll take your information and then, you know, say goodbye, pick up the phone, call your utility company and say, are you sending people door to door for these energy audits? What you can also do is take a picture of their credentials and say, Bill says he's representing you. You know, is this a real person that works for you, and are they going door to door? You'll probably find out they're not, but they do offer those services. You just have to call them. They're not going to solicit them from you by sending someone to your door. You have to call and set up that appointment with your energy company.
And again, we have Kristen Johnson with the Better Business Bureau here. We're talking about very common summertime scams. This one sort of similar, but a little bit different because it's kind of under the contractor. I'm going to say the con artist contractors. But paving scams, that seems to be a real issue around this time of year.
Yeah, paving and roofing scams. You'll get someone that says, hey, I did your neighbor down the block. I've got some extra material. Looks like you have some cracks in your driveway. Do you want me to patch them, or do you want me, you know, they'll say patch them, and then that will lead to, oh, actually, I think you need a whole new driveway. I see some other deterioration. And next thing you know, you're giving them a large down payment, and then they disappear with all of your money. We also see cases where they actually do the work, but it's shoddy. You know, they're not licensed. And unfortunately, you don't realize it until it's too late and you've paid them. And I know personally, it costs a lot of money to replace the driveway because we had to do it last summer. So that's not something you want to just do at the spur of the moment. You definitely want to take your time to find a business that has good reviews, that doesn't have complaints, or at least is responsive to their complaints and makes it right. There are so many paving companies out there, so many roofing companies out there. There are good ones. You just have to take a moment, go to BBB.org, look for the sign of the better business, look for those accredited businesses that already are doing great work, and don't just stop at the first person that knocks on your door.
And I think one of the red flags that I'm seeing here, Kristen, from your website, stagger payments. Why is that something you should keep an eye out for?
This is a really good tip for any type of contract work you're having done at your home. You, again, don't want to put down a big down payment because then they could disappear. You want to stagger it as the work is being done because that provides incentive to them to finish the project. And then you're not left, you know, kind of out there with all this money that you paid them and you still have half the house that needs to be finished. So it's definitely a good idea not to pay a high percentage up front. They are going to ask, most likely, for some sort of down payment, but it should really, like you said, be staggered throughout with the final payment being given after the work is completed and you have approved of the job that they did.
Mm-hmm, certainly. And again, you can find more information on these very common scams that unfortunately people fall victim to every time we get to the summer. If you want to go to the BBB website, which is BBB.org, and specifically if you want to report a scam or look up a scam, go to the Scam Tracker website, BBB.org/scam tracker. I always appreciate you, Kristen Johnson. Thank you so much for this, and I hope you have a fantastic summer, although I'm sure I'll talk to you well before summer is over.
Thank you. You have a great summer as well. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, sounds good. And again, Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau right here on WICC. WICC.